Level 9. Oh, Ocho. 1. Something important. The children in class 4 were busy working. Then their teacher, Miss Underwood, said, "I have something very important to tell you." She smiled and said, "A new boy is coming to our class. His name is Otto, and he comes from far, far away. In fact, he comes from outer space." This is Otto's first day at Earth School. Here he is. The door opened and a boy came in. He looked just like the other children, but he was a different color. He was green. Miss Underwood told Otto to sit with Joe and Charlie and Josh. Then she looked at Joe and added, "I want you to take care of our new boy and give him a hand if he needs it."
"Please, miss," said Otto. "I'm not new. I'm 7 and a half, and I don't need a hand. I've got 2 hands already. Look."
"Oh, Otto," Miss Underwood smiled. "Just sit down and be a dear." Otto sat down. Then he said,
"I don't think I can be a deer, but I can quack like a duck."
He flapped his arms like wings and went, "Quack, quack, quack." Charlie joined in, "Quack, quack, quack." Miss Underwood smiled at Otto. "No quacking in class," she said. Then she frowned at Charlie. "Charlie," she said, "you know better than that. Get on with your work."
"It's not fair," Charlie grumbled. "I get into trouble and that new boy doesn't."
That's when Charlie decided he didn't like Otto. He didn't like him one bit. 2. Charlie is cross. Otto made a lot of mistakes. Charlie leaned back on his chair. Otto tried to do the same thing, but he fell down. And so did all the paints. Now Charlie was green too, and he wasn't happy about it. Charlie got crosser and crosser and crosser. At playtime, when Otto was in the playground, Charlie decided to scare him.
"If you stand there, you'll get eaten by a bear," said Charlie. "A bear? Where?" Otto screamed.
Charlie giggled.
"We keep the bear in the head's office. All Earth schools have a bear," he went on. "Sometimes the bear gets out, and sometimes it's hungry."
Otto looked very scared. 3. Treasure hunt. That afternoon, the class was having a treasure hunt. All the children were looking forward to it. Miss Underwood gave each pair of children the same clue. "I want you to work in a pair with Otto," she said to Joe.
"Work in a pair?" said Otto.
"How?"
"It will have to be a big pair, not too juicy. We could all get sticky." Joe laughed.
"Oh, Otto, you don't understand anything." The treasure hunt began. Charlie worked with Josh. Joe worked with Otto. This was the clue that they had to follow. Start at the classroom door, then walk along. Don't go right. Then you won't go wrong.
"What does that mean?" said Charlie.
"I don't know," said Josh.
But when Miss Underwood hid the treasure, last time it was in the playground.
"Let's go there," Charlie said to Josh. "Quick, we'll be first." Otto jumped up to follow them, but Charlie had a plan. He stuck out his foot and tripped Otto up.
"Enjoy your trip!" Charlie laughed and ran off with Josh.
Joe helped Otto up. All the children ran out of the classroom and followed Charlie and Josh. They turned right towards the playground. Joe sighed. "Now we are going to be last."
"We won't be last," said Otto, "because they're all going the wrong way. Look at the clue."
Clue number one. Door, classroom. Start at the classroom door, then walk along. Don't go right, then you won't go wrong. Otto pointed out the clue.
"It means we start here at the classroom door and we don't turn right, because that would be wrong. We have to turn left."
They set off in the other direction to the rest of the children. Charlie and Josh were looking for treasure in the playground, and they were getting fed up.
"There's nothing here," said Charlie. "Let's look inside the school."
They went back into the school hall, past the head's office, and that's when they saw it.
"There is a bear," Charlie said. "There really is."
They ran screaming back to their classroom.
"Help! Help! We've seen a bear!"
4. Oh, Otto. Joe and Otto had turned left and walked along the corridor.
"Look," said Otto.
There was an arrow and it was pointing to a plant pot. Joe picked up the pot and found a map.
There was another clue on the map. Clue number 2.
Follow this map if you want to do well. Just look in the place where you find the spell. To the library. "Let's go," said Joe.
Joe and Otto followed the map to the school library. Joe read out the clue again.
"Follow this map if you want to do well. Just look in the place where you find the spell."
"I understand," said Otto. "Look, there's a pile of spelling books. That's where we'll find a spell."
"You've got it, Otto," said Joe.
Behind the pile of spelling books, there was a box of golden coins.
"Yum," said Joe. "It's chocolate money."
Back in the classroom, Joe and Otto shared out the treasure chocolate.
"But what's the matter with Josh and Charlie?" asked Otto.
Some of the other children laughed.
Charlie and Josh thought they saw a bear.
"A bear?" said Otto.
"Joe told me you were making up that story to scare me." Charlie looked ashamed.
"It wasn't really a bear," he said. "It was the head's big new coat hanging on the door. But it looked like a bear," said Josh.
Charlie and Josh went bright red.
"Don't worry," said Otto. "Everyone makes mistakes. Have a chocolate."
"I'm sorry I made fun of you," said Charlie.
Charlie looked so sad that Miss Underwood felt sorry for him.
"We'll forgive you, Charlie," she said.
"We all have bad days," she smiled. "You and Josh seem to have lost your heads today."
"Oh," said Otto. "Shall I look for their heads, miss? I'm good at finding things."
Oh, Otto. About the author. Sometimes a name sets a writer off thinking of a story. I wanted to call one of my characters Otto. Write it backwards and what have you got?
Yes, Otto.
I thought maybe someone whose name can go backwards or forwards might be a bit different. Maybe you could write your own story about Ocho and the different things he does.